Hello.
Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this callback?
Yes, ma'am, this is she.
And how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Bridget, I was calling because my case had said he was, my case had been saying it was disqualified, and I had to refill out a new claim. And I was just trying to see what is the reason for me being disqualified.
That you would have to call the inquiry line for that. This is a claims only line.
Oh, well, yes, ma'am, I need to make a claim for today.
What do you mean? You make a unemployment claim? Or do you need to do a weekly certification?
A weekly certification.
Okay. Well, we don't do the weekly certifications for you, ma'am. What you need to do, you can do it by phone. You have to have three employers. What's your social security number?
Is 424-476104.
And what's your name?
Maya Cooper.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bass, Bass.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yeah, it says you have not filed your weekly certification. Now, do you have three employers that you've reached out to about a job?
No.
Well, that's what you have to have, ma'am, to do your
ma'am,
weekly
my job, they laid us off and called us a file for unemployment for the summer.
Okay. When you have to go back for the summer?
August 12th.
Okay, so you're still going to have employers because that's longer than 2 weeks. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if it had been...
Yes, I have employers that I have applied to.
Okay, well, that's what I asked you. Do you have three employers to go along with your weekly certification?
Oh, okay.
Do you have them... let me go on and get you... You understand that making any false statements on this certification is under penalty of perjury?
Yeah.
You understand that knowing making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Were you paid or will you be paid any wages for this week for any employment, which is June 30th to 7/6/24?
No.
Okay. Did you receive holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive sick pay?
No.
Okay. Did you receive compensation for an on-the-job injury?
No, ma'am.
Did you become eligible for a retirement pension or has your pension amount changed?
No.
Were you physically and mentally able to work?
Yes.
Were you available for work?
Yes.
Did you begin attending school or a training program?
No.
Did you become self-employed or return to your normal self-employment activities?
No.
Did you refuse an offer of work or a referral to a job?
No.
Okay. Did you quit a job or were you discharged from a job other than the job previously reported on your unemployment claim?
No.
And what's your phone number?
334-590-3772.
Okay, everything you told me is correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you want to write down your transaction number? Oh, I guess you didn't have to do the work search. You ready to write it down?
Yes, ma'am.
Your transaction number is 490-023-705. So your certification is done. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when do you have to go back to work?
August 12th.
August 12th. Okay. Okay. But you know you have to do this every week.
Yes.
You have to certify every week, starting from Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday. You have 6 days to do it every week. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.